As there is adjustments to Pichu's techno shamanic machine as Julia from Sesame Street gives a thumbs up of approval. The theme of role-playing Linda the Dragon guiding Pichu is helping to normalize them at a special needs preschool temperament. As Pichu thinks they flip a switch to focus deeper on being a loser person just as into dorky things, knowing these are as well a part of the recipe to being the person they aspire. Mayor HR Puff and Stuff runs onto the scene in a dorky manner, almost with a vibe like a scene from the Yellow Submarine cartoon movie, as they exclaim help Wichipu has gone too far this time, as they are banging on the door of Pichu's eccentric house. As Pichu opens the door, they are in the form of a dorky fairy dragon that is wearing some sort of tactical geared outfit. Mayor HR Puff and Stuff says you guys are the loser weenies, right? I hope I went to the right station. Linda the dragon puts their hands on their hips and says yes, these are the loser weenies, it's the special forces of the weak and incompetent, I am their sergeant caretaker. Mayor HR Puff and Stuff collapses sitting onto a chair as they say, oh gosh, this island surely has a lot of buffoons on it, I mean, are any of us grander than incompetent? I have questions at times. Linda the dragon leans in with interest and says, my patrol are the weakest and I take care of them, why would you go here when other stations have actually smart strong people and not helpless weak pussies? Mayor HR Puff and Stuff says, above all else, I need people who are caring, and I couldn't think of anybody more unjudgingly warm and caring than your special needs care bear crew. Sergeant Linda thinks as she says, yes, these are some caring people, they are just brain dead or something, that is kinda why I keep them in order. As Polka Dot Pony forces their way through the door in curiosity, they say, dumber than I am, I got to see this, as then see Pichu the fairy dragon talking to stuffed animals as they say, hey, wait a minute, these people are special needs or something, that's not dumb, that's helplessly brain dead. As Polka Dot Pony turns to Mayor HR Puff and Stuff and asks, why would you come here, they can't do anything important for anybody. Mayor HR Puff and Stuff says, I know how things appear, Polka Dot Pony, yet Linda the dragon is like Lady Lovely Locks with her pixie tails. These creatures may be dumb, seemingly helpless, yet in their trained hands they are magic. As something sinks in with Polka Dot Pony, they are taking in a strange hushed awe as they look things over as they say, it's sorta like Lady Lovely Locks for loser weenie land, and I am speechless. Julia from Sesame Street asks, why is Polka Dot Pony speechless, as Polka Dot Pony takes Julia from Sesame Street aside as they say, well, I am a pretty big loser too, enough to know there is a hidden magic, but I didn't know anybody beyond losers knew that, never mind utilize it, that is why I am in awe, because I know it has a real power, just before I thought something nobody else could really see. Mayor HR Puff and Stuff says, okay Sergeant Linda, do you think you could help me with your pits, because Living Island is in real trouble this time. As Pichu the fairy dragon and few other silly creatures come out of hiding, Sergeant Linda says, okay, we are ready, and me and my weenies can handle anything, basically kinda sorta. As Polka Dot Pony trots up to Pichu the fairy dragon, Polka Dot Pony says, oh wow, you must be one really big loser weenie, aren't you? What does it feel like to be such a big loser weenie? As Pichu the fairy dragon hugs Polka Dot Pony's big blushy nose as Polka Dot Pony blushes. As they step outdoors, there are armies of conflict everywhere as Mayor HR Puff and Stuff says, Wichipu managed to foster a divide between people, and now everybody is fighting each other. I do not know what to do, as I don't want to hurt anybody, they are all good people, it is just nobody understands. As Polka Dot Pony looks into the valley below, they sigh and says, it sucks, I mean, I knew people were stupid, but the stakes the cake, and now they won't stop hurting each other. As there is a strange glow with Pichu the fairy dragon's kitty mark, Sergeant Linda feels a strange alchemy in the air as she commands Pichu use chaos magic level 5. As the other dorky pet-like loser weenie creatures turn to each other looking shocked and concerned, Polka Dot Pony turns to one asking, what does level 5 mean? As the silly dorky squirrel-like creature says in semi-dopey voices, they say it means and mask to their full bark, where it sounds reckless and such honesty, never mind that far is a problem they have that makes them such a loser weenie. As Pichu the fairy dragon takes off into the air as the avatar of the spirit of Mayarski at the fairy dragon can be seen in the skies, the ground starts quaking as Mayor HR Puff and Stuff gasps exclaiming, oh my goodness, I don't understand any of this, as even Sergeant Linda looks a bit surprised. Freddy the Flute exclaims, that is a level 10 true Dunomer. Jimmy turns to their flute and asks, but what does that mean? Freddy the Flute says, level 10 magic is the most powerful there even is, and there must be some synergy between what is going on and the spell being cast to ramp it up to that level. You can't just cast level 10 magic, it almost happens on its own, it's alchemy of underling conditions. As Wichipu is in their castle as the ground is shaking, they run to the window seeing the avatar of a rainbowy dragon-like figure in the skies as they are jaw-dropped as they exclaimed, I don't understand what is all this. Suddenly Pichu the fairy dragon unleashes a psychedelic breath weapon as the avatar of the god Nayarskiak in the sky blasts a plume of whirring energy downwards from the skies into the island below. As a cloud of something is rushing all directions as the ground rumbles, Wichipu is speechless tearing at the approaching cloud of colorful weirdness as she is taken in pause uncertain how to even factually react. Suddenly there is a strange sound from inside of the castle as her crystal ball is calling her as she rushes inside seeing it's from the Hag Witch Kinsuel as she answers it shockingly seeing Naga Yaga the highest of high hag witches herself. Wichipu with very mixed emotions ranging from shame, fear and highest curiosity asks, what do I have this privilege your highest? Baga Yaga has a slight warm chuckle as she says, it appears your cruelty may have gotten the best of you, Wichipu. I admire your enthusiasm for causing harm and havoc where you had a good idea yet were so over-successful within it. I admit there really are few hag witches who know how to navigate these domains. Wichipu sighs as she says, there is some sort of rainbowy dragon thing in sky's eye, some sort of clouds or something rushing, and I don't know exactly what it is or can much explain it either. Baba Yaga has a warm, knowing smile as they say, "Your heart is so dark and black, so thoroughly you lost sight. There are other forces to this world, and that you are looking at things from a single framework." As which Ipu is confused, they say, "But being a jerk wins, they are so worthless and weak. I don't understand, isn't this how you rule the world? I mean, why are we the evil people? Is from the beginning it's the winners." Baba Yaga says, "What is coming is psychedelic stuff. You inadvertently created the 60s as there is track of loud canned laughter." As which Ipu is jaw dropped speechless. Which Ipu stammering says, "But I mean the Machiavelli and a real politic, what am I meant to do? Scare them into submission?" Baga Yaga sighs and shakes their head as they say, "No, Witch Ipu, you're a perfectly human witch. To your blackest core, it is just you advance forwards your goals so successfully. You're lacking as a statesman, which is no strike against you, and it's because your faith in evil is factually too far." As there is more canned laughter, Witch Ipu jaw drop to the floor, rolls their eyes hard as they are speechless as they put their hands on their hips and exclaim, "My faith in evil is too far. I mean, what the heck are we, a bunch of fairies?" Baga Yaga has a strange chuckle as they say, "Witch Ipu, you have proven your colors to be so bad and uncaring it's beyond words, that in such earned yourself a higher status in the Black Coven of the Witch Hag Order, yet there is very much still things you have yet to learn." Witch Ipu, almost excited, just as annoyed, exclaims, "More secrets? Well, why don't you tell me now so I can use them to crush and conquer the Living Island just factually?" Baga Yaga thinks a bit and says, "I want you to forget about what is going on and more exploit this chaos by focusing on the King of the Spooky Evil Trees and steal their crown so then you can control them." Witch Ipu's eyes light up as they say, "That's pure genius." As then they 360 as they go, "I will not forget about what is going on. I went too far. I am still winning, but perhaps with the help of those trees I can do this." As Baga Yaga rolls her eyes for a second as Witch Ipu is distracted plotting, Baga Yaga says, "I will see you on the other side, yet for now stay evil." As she has a dark chuckle as the crystal ball returns to normal. Outdoors all across Living Island, virtually everybody is stumbling by the effects of the fairy dragon's psychedelic breath weapon as something weird begins to happen as plants start coming alive, building something like flying brooms, almost like Witch Ipu has, as random residents begin taking them flying around for the joy pleasure of it. Mayor H.R. Puffinstuff admits, "This is kinda strange, but at least something is happening beyond people fighting each other." As Polka Dot Pony shouts for joy, "Oh boy, boy, this is so fun," as they fly through the air on a magical broom-like device. Dr. Blinky the Owl, still under the spell of the fairy dragon's psychedelic magic, begins looking at some plants as they are laying in the forest as they go, "Wait a minute, can this be?" As Dr. Blinky the Owl picks a sample of the plant as they say, "I heard the ancient natives of Living Island talked about four-leaf clovers, yet I thought it was just a metaphor, yet this plant looks like live clovers with clearly four leaves. I just never noticed it before. Can this somehow be used for good luck?" Mayor H.R. Puffinstuff turns to Sergeant Linnet as they say, "Oh gosh, I guess I can say thanks. Despite I am still a bit confused by things, yet somehow things look better. Despite I am still trying to get what happened, I guess your weedy loser pet fairy dragon is immensely powerful. I never would have thought." Sergeant Linda has a dorky snort of humor as they say, "No, Pichu, the fairy dragon isn't powerful at all. It was like tossing a match on gasoline. The underlying conditions were ripe, sorta like a campfire ember can start a huge forest fire during a drought. Pichu can't summon changes like that by will. It was just opportune, like a very dry forest can go ablaze by the smallest ember." Mayor H.R. Puffinstuff sighs as they say, "Oh boy, level 10 magic is a pretty big deal. We likely need to pay attention to what is going on in Living Island to make sure we are more aware of how this happens." Sergeant Linda sighs as they say, "That takes a wizard, and if you get real, Pichu is a chaos magician and they just happen to resonate, but if the underlying conditions were different it would have never worked at all and they are just a wimp." Polka Dot Pony lands their broom and says, "You know, I don't think Witch Ipu much thought about what they were doing to make this chaos conflict ether, so perhaps what she did was like level 10 magic too somehow." Mayor H.R. Puffinstuff grabs the side of their head as they say, "Oh dear, so much chaos and dramatic changes lately. I mean, how do keep the people of Living Island safe or keep things at peace? Because despite all this weird nice stuff, I am sure the tensions between people are still as hot as ever, at least somehow." As Dr. Blinky the Owl is in their laboratory analyzing the chemicals of this four-leaf clover-like plant, they hold up a test tube to the light as they say, "This looks an awful lot like caffeine, so I guess when the ancients said it gave them luck, perhaps it brought them sharpened minds of clarity while hunting." As a comb known from Lady Lovely Locks spying around watching things sighs, they say, "Apparently there is a hidden layer of Lady Lovely Locks that is loser weedy land, and they can be strangely powerful." Pichu the fairy dragon comes out of nowhere and says, "Hello, Snags." The comb gnomes squints their eyes as they say, "Mighty brave of you being a loser weenie, because I've got bully bad side of town energy and you're just an oversized baby 4-year-old softy." Pichu the fairy dragon says, "You seek to inspire fear in others to make yourself seem bigger than you are, and often prey on those weaker than you to make yourself feel bigger the same way too. You understand, as a loser weenie, as real as I advance that sort of magic within myself, I can see that weakness within others, and if I was in your position would have to ask Linda all sorts of things to make sense of what is going on at all. And in fact, as real as Raven Wave bullies you around, you're not so tough, as much a victim of narcissistic abuse. You're not free, you're not a rebel, you're controlled, ruled by fear itself in ways as uncool as it gets." Pichu the fairy dragon gets a dark chuckle. As they say, "I will tell Raven Wave you are shirking off in your duties." As Snag jaw drops and looks very troubled, almost trembling as they are trying to assess things. Pichu the fairy dragon asks, "Why do you serve Raven Wave anyway?" As Snag has weak look, they say, "Because assholes rule the world, that's why." Pichu the fairy dragon says, look at these people. Are any of them abused and controlled against their will in uncool ways like you are? Perhaps beyond which Pichu's minions like Seymour Spider or Orson Vulture, and for you all know your boss around whopped upon and a victim of narcissistic abuse even worse. And I know there is that psychological interject of Raven Wave in your mind now controlling you, ordering you in most uncool ways imaginable to a level you don't even have a self anymore, as in you're not the real you, which isn't so big bad or cool or anything, just pathetic. Why do you let yourself suffer? As Snag trembles, they say, because Raven Wave is powerful, as Pichu the fairy dragon mocks, saying, well, if you were truly big bad cool or powerful, you wouldn't let yourself be controlled by others and just be an honestly real punk and not a brainwashed nobody lower than a doormat, as in all these people are free but you're not. Being a feminine being, as Snag takes that in as they face palm hard, as they say, but life is still ruled by cruel people though. As Pichu the fairy dragon says, is that you saying that, or Raven Wave's voice in your head controlling everything you think and do even now, in that you think I am a loser, but it's you are the biggest out of anybody here by far. As Snag has giant cartoon eyes, the words hit so deep they can't even think of a counter-argument, as they feel so worthless beside themselves and weak. Pichu the fairy dragon says, imagine if you stayed in Living Island, I don't think Raven Wave can get you here. There are figures like Witchy Poo, but you know you're stronger than that. Why go home at all when for the first time in your life you might be free? As Snag's coughs, it is then Pichu the fairy dragon leans in hard and says, if evil is about doing what you want and getting away with it, how are you even evil as much as Doormat, when there is so much here for your gain and you just seem to be a puppet for Raven Wave's gain alone entirely and nothing else beyond it? As Snag has a defeated look after a long pause, they say, gosh Pichu, I actually suck even for an evil person, don't I? Pichu the fairy dragon says, I am sure you were bullied in early life and you're very used to people talking to you this way, yet went not freedom right here even to the philosophy of the evil. How it is self-serving to return, you're a victim of narcissistic abuse, don't you see it? As Snag has a real look sideways at things, Pichu the fairy dragon says, and I know what you're doing, your heart takes you to Witchy Poo to do what, be abused just like you were before. Why don't you follow your own heart, be guided by your own star? I mean, isn't that what evil was about, to be something cool and not just a doormat loser? As Snag begins to burst in tears in an almost hilarious scene, Pichu says, stupid bat is lonely and they don't serve anybody and are kinda a minion too, and I think they stay in the trees outside of Witchy Poo's castle. As Snag has slight grin, they say, why would you help me? What if I am even worse than Witchy Poo and I am the worst villain the world has ever seen and you made a big mistake? What if at Raven Wave lives in me so real I just become them? Pichu the fairy dragon says, then you wouldn't be yourself, you would be Raven Wave and wouldn't be free of her voice yet. As Snag suddenly looks highly annoyed, they say, I am not going to let you leave here alive, I am going to kill you, and I mean it factually. It is then Pichu uses their breath weapon to snap coughs as they are hit by the strongest psychedelic high ever they have had their entire life, as the cuss saying, oh my god, I should have seen that coming, I can be such an idiot so factually. And as Snag is left crying to themselves, no matter how somber the scene, there is something in the moonlight slightly healing. As the landscape of Living Island is a literal circus of insanity, as Mayor H.R. Puffinstuff exclaims, this is getting out of hand, almost as bad as anything else had been already. As Polka Dot Pony is zooming around, flying around on a witch's broom, they land in some trees as they yell for help as they are so high off the ground. As Witchy Poo looks out the window, they exclaim, holy heck, are those all flying brooms? As Orson the Vulture gasps, exclaim, where did they get those? As Witchy Poo takes out binoculars, saying, I think they've made them. As Witchy Poo is struck by moonlight scratching their chin, they say, the chaos and conflict made them stronger. I guess Baga Yaga was right, I was so high strong on advancing evil it inadvertently made them stronger in the process. Out in the woods, as Snag the Comb Gnome is wandering, they are beside themselves literally as their psyche is divided and they dislike the sound of it sounding too much like what they heard criticized. At random, Snag the Comb Gnome coughs really hard as they exclaim, that stupid fairy dragon was right, as Snag the Comb Gnome takes pause, asking themselves, why did they help me though? And as Snag looks at their reflection in a puddle, they say, my whole life I was such a loser. As things sink in, they mutter, and Pichu is such a loser as well, maybe worse. It is then something hits the ground hard as Snag is taken back as they find somebody laying on the ground, as Snag pokes him asking, are you alright? Stupid Bat groans, saying, I am fine, it happens all the time. And as Snag and Stupid Bat's gaze meets, there is a feeling like Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King meeting for the first time. And as Snag helps Stupid Bat to their feet, there is a nameless magic in that moment, as Snag chuckles as they say, I am actually pretty lost too. A Stupid Bat pulls out, handing Snag a piece of beef jerky, and Snag takes it and eats it like a pet jovially. As Polka Dot Pony hiddenly watching hides back behind a large cactus, they sigh and say, that is what I always suspected about loser magic, but now that I am seeing it, I am learning something about fairy world stuff. And as Snag and Stupid Bat are laying under the desert moon by a campfire, Snag sighs and says, were you ever controlled by a total asshole? As Stupid Bat says, yeah, all the time, but I got away from all that. Snag asks, is it factually really nice and safe here? A Stupid Bat says, yeah, it's okay, it's safe, I am just very stupid. Snag asks, is it really okay for me to be here? A Stupid Bat coughs and says, yeah, it rather is, I mean, I can get lonely, if anything I need the company, most people are assholes. As Snag rolls closer to Stupid Bat, as Stupid Bat puts their arm around them as they are laying under the desert night sky, they think to themselves, I am not meant to follow rules, as spell with a hold over them breaks. In the distance, as Derpy Hoods wanders, they reflect, there is good and evil in the world, but there as well can be stupid and an aspect to humanity that can be losers, nonsensical and awkward. A half hour later, as Dr. Blinky the Owl tries some tea from that four-leaf clover-like plant, they say, oh dear, I think this might be some form of a diuretic. I mean, I think I have gone to the bathroom at least 3 times now. I mean, I do feel stimulated, but I am not sure if this is what the ancients meant by being lucky. I wonder if I did something wrong. As Sergeant Linda puts Pichu the fairy dragon and the other loser dork pet-like creatures into their own animal carriers for the night, there is something about them just so soft and dorky it's hilarious. Mayor HR Puffinstuff says, "Well, thank you, Sergeant Linda. I got no idea what happened, but it seems like things are somehow better now, but it may take me time to understand what happened for sure." Sergeant Linda says, "I keep loser weenies as pets because they can be hiddenly very magical. It is just like Lady Lovely Locks with the pixie tails, where I can use them to channel magic through." As Mayor HR Puffinstuff sighs, they say, "We sure got a lot of those here. I mean, I got no idea how you do it. Perhaps you need to teach me one day, as it may keep the living island safer, or at least I think it would. I mean, that did make a lot of chaos as much as anything, and we are still trying to figure out how to use these flying brooms right, but it is making new jobs for people to pull people out of trees." As the cartoon version of the band The Beatles start playing guitars, Mayor HR Puffinstuff exclaims, "No, we are not officially associated to The Beatles," as Ringo Starr says, "It works for me," as Mayor HR Puffinstuff has warm chuckles and says, "Oh, of course we are," as they start playing the song The Yellow Submarine.